Would you pray with me, please? Lord God, just as you touched the shepherds on that night, we pray that you would touch our hearts as well, and that the words of my mouth would also be good news of great joy. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, you've all been trained to respond, and I'm going to be okay if you yell yay or sing something, but no baas, okay, during my remarks here tonight. I appreciate that. I am so delighted at the Christian message, that Jesus Christ came to meet you and me in the place where we live. When I was a child, I used to like to go out and discover things. I was an outdoor kid all the time, and I lived out in the country, so it was really a fun place to be. And in my adolescent years, I continued to do that. But as a kid, bugs were great. Plants were wonderful. Where I lived, there was a lot of wildlife, and we would kind of track that down sometimes. It was fun for me to show my friends all these special places and these special things, especially those who lived in town. And I loved to be able to discover them and then to show them. There was a sense of wonder about learning about God's world. And so I've continued in my life to like to be a person who discovers things. And I will say to you that the most important thing I ever discovered in my life, the most important thing, was that God loved me. And you know, just as it was a neat thing to find these new things in God's world, it was a surprise to me at that time. I didn't expect it in my college years to hear so clearly that God loved me. And that's our message for all of us, that God loves us. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And so the shepherds didn't so much discover this as God brought it to them and gave them the opportunity to hear the good news and then to go discover Jesus embodied. Of all those in the Christmas story, I feel myself most drawn to the shepherds. They were ordinary folks, just like you and me. And while it's true that many of them were shunned by people in their day and age, mostly they just weren't noticed. They did a job which was considered unclean. They lived out away from the town. They were isolated. There wasn't much to do. Nobody hung around with them because they were invisible. They just weren't any place. They didn't factor into people's lives. And it not only interests, but it blesses me that God chooses to appear to them. And these shepherds, these invisible people, these folks in a sense of no consequence in the power structures of their world, God meets them, and they become the first witnesses and the first tellers of the story. But as wonderful as it is and as beautiful as it is as we sing the hymns about it, it was a very difficult evening for them. God interrupts them in an unbelievable way with the songs of the angels. And the first thing Luke says is that they are terrified. They're not just uncomfortable. They are filled with such fear that these brave people used to being out in the wilderness by themselves, they can hardly move. Then they become curious. Once they recover from the fright, they decide, well, gosh, the angels have just told us something. Let's go and see. So in their curiosity, they go into Bethlehem. And also amazingly, they're welcomed there. And they're amazed now to see the baby Jesus and to understand the work that God has done in their midst. And they're convinced enough to go throughout the rest of the town, not their usual place of welcome, and to share this story. What the text teaches us is that God is particular, but not in ways that we usually think. That God is not interested in perfect people, but in people who know their need for a Savior. God is not interested just in prominent people, but people who become available to God. And so God is particular in that God enters into the particularities of the lives of people like you and me. Where we live, when we live, and how we live, and calls us in these moments of worship to understand how God loves us. That Jesus was born in a specific place to connect us to God and to show us God's glory. Luke is great on details. He tells us when Jesus was born, and he tells us where Jesus was born. And as the angels have sung, "Glory to God in the highest and on earth," that's where Jesus is born, that he comes from the highest of heavens, which the scripture says is really a place, the place where God dwells, and comes to the earth, the place where you and I dwell, and meets us right here. This is where God meets us. That Joseph and Mary walk almost 69 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and in this difficult and long journey, the end of which is even difficult as well, as there's no place for them, God meets them there. And that's where God meets us, in the journeys and the miles and the moments of our lives. And he was born to establish a connection to God. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to those on whom God's favor rests. That God communicates to us not just that God's around, but that God is here and present with you and with me. God relating to persons like you and to me. There was a hymn writer in the 1800s by the name of E.C. Baird, and he wrote a poem called The Christmas Spirit, and it reminds us of the breadth of people who live in the earth and how God comes to meet each of us there. It's called The Christmas Spirit. I am the Christmas Spirit. I enter the home of poverty, causing children to open their eyes wide in pleased wonder. I cause the miser's clutched hand to relax and thus paint a bright spot on his soul. I cause the aged to renew their youth and to laugh in the old, glad way. I keep romance alive in the heart of childhood and brighten sleep with dreams woven of magic. I cause eager feet to climb dark stairways filled with filled baskets, leaving behind hearts amazed at the goodness of the world. I cause the prodigal to pause a moment on his wild, wasteful way and send to anxious love some little token that releases glad tears, tears which wash away the hard lines of sorrow. I enter the dark prison cells, reminding scarred persons of what might have been and pointing forward to good days yet to be. I come softly in the still home of pain and lips that are too weak to speak, just to tremble in silent, eloquent gratitude. In a thousand ways, I cause the weary world to look up into the face of God and for a little moment forget the things that are small and wretched. I am the Christmas Spirit. And indeed, friends, God moves into all of those circumstances and more. Every variation and nuance of the human experience, Jesus meets us there. So he was born into a specific place to establish this connection and to make an amazing declaration to us, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. In the Old Testament, the glory of the Lord only appeared in awe-inspiring places that were not accessible to common people. But beginning now with Jesus' birth, that glory is as reachable to us as a child, as a person who sits next to us, as a caring friend. Jesus, indeed, the friend of sinners. What an amazing gift that all of this should come together, that God should catch our attention and, like the shepherds, not only go and tell, but to be able to sing with great joy, moving away from the fears and the problems of our lives. And by the end of this story for this evening, fearful shepherds have become evangelists. That God has met them in their place as God meets us. That God has connected with them in a personal manner as God meets us. And that God's glory has brought both fear and awe and wonder and joy. And I hope on this amazing evening that you feel that connection and that sense that God wants to connect with us still in all our hopes and fears, in all our dreams and aspirations, in all our joy. Please pray with me. Lord God, thank you that you bring glory, that you bring awe and wonder, that you bring it close to us, that we might touch it even as you have touched us. Thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.